here's why I would encourage you to stop, to cease from stopping your watch while you're running. Because at a race, the clock doesn't stop, baby. Episode 430 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, once you start your watch, don't stop it. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's quick tip, I just want to say thanks to everybody who's been doing so much to support the show to help out. You know, there's a whole host of options. Again, I mention this every once in a while, but dizruns.com/support is a page that just gives you ways that you can support the show. You know, whether that's by using Amazon. You know, when you buy stuff off of Amazon, you can use the link that I have there, and you know, roll a few pennies back into my account. Patreon has been great, leaving reviews for the show. But without question, one of the most one of the things that has the biggest impact is real simple. Just whatever device you listen to this phone or listen to this podcast on right now, probably your phone, but it could be something else. If you just share the link, if you go into whatever podcast app or Apple Podcasts or whatever it's called now, or whatever it might be, if you click the information for this episode, there's usually a pretty easy way to share it, and just go ahead and post it up on I guess not Instagram probably, but Twitter maybe. Instagram was fine too. Facebook, wherever your social media platform is of choice, just go ahead and share it and say, hey, I really like this podcast. Maybe you should check it out. And that helps. It's just a great way to spread the word. Takes you 2 seconds and is very much appreciated. So, if you dig today's quick tip or any episode of the show, and you want to share it, it would be appreciated. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. So today's topic came about, point blank, from a conversation with a client who ran a race recently, and the goal was to qualify for Boston, and she came up just short. And it was a tough race. Things didn't go quite as planned. She still managed almost a 5-minute PR in a marathon. So we're not gonna try to complain too much. But when we were talking after the race and just kind of debriefing a little bit, and she was giving me some of her thoughts. And one of the things that she mentioned was that she wondered if maybe she was a little bit overconfident in how she would do pacing herself for this race because of the fact that in her training runs, and especially her long runs and those runs where we were doing, like at marathon goal pace type of workouts, she wouldn't stop her watch when she stopped to go to the bathroom, or when she stopped for waiting for traffic to clear so she could cross the road, or, stopped to refill a water bottle or whatever, all of those, 2, 3, 4, 5 times that we, are kind of forced to stop, sometimes for just a few seconds, sometimes for a minute or so. But by not stop, or because she stopped her watch there in those moments, she was wondering if maybe she was slightly overconfident in her pacing abilities, in her ability to hold that pace. Because when she looks back at the data, and when I would look at her data, it showed nice steady splits or whatever, whatever the workout might be. And she was wondering if that might be a problem. It's something that I have somewhat strong opinions on, as you're probably going to find out. Yet it's something that I hadn't even thought about addressing as a topic before, because it's not something I do. When I run, I press start. I start my watch when I'm starting my run, and I don't stop it again until I get back to the car, until I get back to wherever that meeting point is that we finish. And some of the folks that I run with, most of the folks I run with, to be quite honest, they stop their watch. When we stop at a water fountain, and sometimes the group gets spread out a little bit, so you might be at the water fountain for a minute or 2 minutes, something like that, waiting for everybody to get there and get their drink, and then we start going again. They'll stop their watch for that 1 to 2 minutes. If it's traffic, if we get stuck by a red light and the road's busy, you hear everybody's watch beep, and then as soon as we get ready to cross, beep, it all beeps again, and there we go. And I guess I just didn't realize that was something that maybe a lot of people do, because it's not something that I do. So if you do that, if I'm speaking directly to you, or I am speaking directly to you, but if I'm speaking to someone who tends to stop the watch every time that they stop during their run, I just want to ask why. Why do you do that? What is the rationale? And as far as I can tell, there's a couple of reasons why. I don't really understand the reasons, but there are a couple of them. I think one of them has to do with the Strava factor. We've talked about Strava before and various interviews I've had with folks where we talk about kind of social media and the online running community. And I'm a fan of Strava, and I don't mention this very often, but there's actually like a DizRun Strava group that you can join. You know, DizRuns.com/Strava, I believe, will take you right there. And you can join our little group. There's, I don't know, 60, 65 people in it, something like that. But you know, it's not like I'm anti-Strava. What I don't like about Strava is what a lot of people like about it, is that everybody can see everybody's runs, and there's always, there's various competitions. And sometimes that's a problem because we forget or we lose sight of the fact that not every run that you do is a competition, and nor should it be. If every run that you do is hard, is always going for broke, like you're gonna break down. And you know, even when you're doing your long run, maybe you're not going for broke. Maybe you're doing it at a nice casual pace at the easy type of level that I promote all the time with the 80-20 type of principles. But sometimes I think Strava's in the back of our mind, or you know, whatever social media, you know, Runkeeper or MyFitnessPal or whatever all the different ones are. Those things are in the back of our mind. And it's like, all right, well, if I know I'm going to stop because I got to use the bathroom, that's going to take a minute or two. Let me stop my watch real quick so that I don't lose that time with my average pace. I get it, but I don't. Like, this might come across the wrong way. This might come across a little stronger than I intended, but are you really that self-conscious or that unconfident in yourself as a runner that you're worried what people on Strava are going to think because this 1 mile was a little bit slower than all of the rest of them by a minute or two, or because your average pace, which is normally a 9:15, happened to be a 9:22 today? Like, come on, man. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then the other reason I think that we tend to maybe stop the watch is just from kind of a personal, I don't know if it's personal pride, if it's maybe more peer pressure, probably, because everyone else is doing it. You know, I think maybe the Strava thing might be personal pride. I think that's where those two go together. But I think sometimes there's a peer pressure factor, or there's a factor of I started running and everyone with the group does it, so I just do it and I don't think about it. And you know, I mean, if I'm going to be quite honest, I did it for like three runs way back in the day when I started running with a group, and they would all stop their watch at the water fountains. I was like, all right, well, whatever. I guess I'll do that too. I didn't think about it either. So if you've kind of gotten in the habit of stopping your watch when you stop for water or use the bathroom or whatever, you know, it's easy enough to do. I did it, and I broke my habit of it real quickly when I realized that I'd been going for like 2 miles after the water stop without my watch running, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, damn it, you know, like now I don't have that data on my watch, which I never go back and look at my data anyway, so who really cares? But you know, I was all bummed that I didn't, you know, had forgotten to restart the watch, and I said, all right, from now on I'm not gonna stop my watch anymore. So you may be doing it just out of habit that you developed from other runners and you've never even stopped to think about it. But here's why, and to kind of go back to that story with my client, here's why I would encourage you to cease from stopping your watch while you're running. Because at a race, the clock doesn't stop, baby. When you're racing, you hit the starting mat and your chip time starts. And it doesn't stop again until you hit that mat at the finish line. I don't care what you do with your watch. I don't care if you decide to stop your watch when you are in line at the porta potty, or when you're in a cluster of a water stop, so you just stop the watch, step out of the way for a second, or whatever. You know, if it's a Disney race, maybe you stop your watch because you stop for a picture with the characters. Whatever it is, I don't care. I don't care what your watch says on those races. Your time is from the time you start the race until the time you finish the race. And, you know, kind of like with my client here, I think she had this sense of security that maybe she was just a little bit more, you know, it was going to be a little bit easier to hold her pace than what it turned out to be. Now, again, obviously, she still had close to 5 minute PR. She still had a great day, but it wasn't quite what she was aiming for. And that false sense of security comes in when you look back at your data and you go, all right, I'm used to running, you know, I'm able to run my BQ pace pretty comfortably for these workouts. But you forget, and it's easy to forget, and it's easy to overlook from the coach's perspective and from your perspective as the athlete, that that wasn't quite accurate. If you're stopping your watch because you stopped for water, or you had to use the bathroom, or you're waiting on traffic, or you took a picture of the beautiful sunrise, or whatever it might be, if you stopped your watch for 30 seconds here and a minute there, and over the course of you know, doing that two or three times over the course of a 15-mile or a 20-mile training run, it doesn't sound like much, and it's not much. But those few minutes, that little chance to give yourself a break, to catch your breath, to slow your heart rate down just a little bit, to relieve some of that tension in your muscles. You don't get that on race day. You don't get that on race day. So I think that when you stop your watch doing those things, you're giving yourself some misinformation, some alternative facts. Now, are you bold-faced lying to yourself? Maybe that's putting it a little bit too strong, but you're not painting an accurate picture. Your perception of that workout is slanted just a little bit based on the cold, hard truth of the time on the clock at a race, right? Now, if you don't care about the time on the clock at a race, if you're just out there to have fun and whatever, then who cares? But in that case, you're probably not stopping your watch, you know, a bunch of different times anyway, because you don't care about the time. It doesn't matter to you. If you care about your time on race day, one of the best habits that I think you can get into, especially for your long runs, is to not stop your watch during your training run. And maybe that's going to be a habit that you're going to have to work on changing, maybe something that you're going to have to work on. But I think that's going to give you a better indication of where you are fitness-wise, where you are when it comes to preparing for the race, than if you're stopping it 2, 3, 4, 5 times during the course of your run to refill your water bottle or to get something to eat or to go to the bathroom or whatever the case may be. So that's today's quick tip. Start your watch at the start of your run. Don't stop it till you finish, and that'll give you a better, more accurate perception of how your training is going and where your fitness level is to help you gauge what you're going to be ready to do on race day. So before we wrap things up, again, don't forget, sharing the show is a great way to support the show, to keep it going, keep it growing, which, you know, growth of the show means better sponsors, more discounts, things like that. So, and obviously, you know, I'm not going to try to lie and say that this also doesn't help me keep the lights on and help me to continue to grow the business. So it's a win-win-win for everybody, the more people that listen to the show. So if you enjoy this episode or any episode, click that share button on your phone, post it up on social media and tell some folks to check out the show. Always appreciate it. And there's a whole host of other options as well, disruns.com/support. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. Hope that you enjoyed it. Hope you're not too upset. If you're a watch pauser, a watch stopper, it's okay. I don't dislike you as a person. I still love you, but just something to think about. And especially if you got into stopping your watch just because you didn't think about why or why not, you just started to do it. Maybe it's worth thinking, hey, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe turn the auto pause off on your watch so that it doesn't do it automatically for you and then wonder why your time is so much different on race day, or why your official time is so much different than what your watch says. That's probably why. So anyway, enough rambling. Something to think about. Let me know your feedback. Let me know your thoughts. Did this strike a nerve? Are you on board with me? Do you take my side of this one? Are you anti? You against me on this one? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And DizRuns.com/430 is the show notes for this episode. You can leave a comment there. And until next time, have a great rest of your day. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk soon.
See ya.